This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Tuesday, 7th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel today, the weather is warm and inviting. Sunny skies stretch over Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, while Haifa enjoys a mild breeze. Tonight, expect a comfortably warm evening throughout the region. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, the U.S. Treasury Secretary announced sanctions on Iranian oil following attacks on vessels in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes from Israel Hayom. Also, just in. Unusual recordings of Shin Bet chief David Zini have surfaced, criticizing the political echelon's management. Reported by Israel Hayom. Also this hour, a water dispute between Israel and Jordan is escalating tensions. Yainet reports that Israel is accused of using water as a bargaining chip. Separately, the IDF found RPGs and anti-tank missiles in a civilian home in southern Lebanon. The Jerusalem Post covered this discovery. And finally, in earlier reporting, Muslim groups have launched an initiative against BDS. JTA also notes new efforts to combat anti-Semitism in mental health care. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, who monitors conflicts, posted minutes ago that the IDF has killed a Hamas member involved in the October 7th massacre. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist, expressed concern about alliances formed with those who harbor extreme views against Israel. He posted this earlier today. Open source intel shared Netanyahu's comments to Newsmax, emphasizing his distrust in Iran, stating Tehran can't be trusted with nuclear weapons. Let's go deeper. Starting with the U.S. response to Iran. As reported by Israel Hayom earlier today, the sanctions are a direct reaction to attacks in the strategic Strait of Hormuz. This move aims to pressure Tehran economically. The implications could escalate tensions further in an already volatile region. Turning to the Shin Bet recordings, Israel Hayom revealed that David Zini, the head of Shin Bet, criticized the political leadership as unfit. This revelation could affect public trust in government oversight. The timing is sensitive, given the region's current security challenges. Meanwhile, the water dispute between Israel and Jordan, reported by Ynet, highlights a growing rift. Jerusalem's leverage over water is criticized despite Jordan's cooperation in intercepting threats. This could strain an essential regional partnership. In southern Lebanon, the IDF's discovery of weapons, reported by the Jerusalem Post, underscores the tension in the security zone. The cache included RPGs and anti-tank missiles linked to Hezbollah. This raises concerns about the group's reach and capabilities. On the diplomatic front, the new anti-BDS initiative, covered by JTA, seeks to counteract movements against Israel. This follows efforts to address anti-Semitism in mental health care. Strengthening such initiatives could promote understanding and reduce prejudice. On the economic front. First, CTEC reports that Ondas has acquired Design for $876 million, marking its largest acquisition yet. This expands Ondas' capabilities in autonomous defense technology. Separately, according to Globes, Tower shareholders have rejected a new compensation policy. While they approved a salary increase for the CEO, a proposed bonus hike was denied. And finally, Israel Hayom Business informs us that the Bank of Israel's recent dollar purchases are not aimed at affecting the exchange rate. Over the past months, the bank has bought nearly $2 billion. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Tuesday. Our next update is at 1 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.